Hello, I'm Hal Lublin.
And I'm Mark Gagliardi.
Since the dawn of humanity, one issue has gone unsettled. With the fate of the world in the balance, we're here to settle once and for all. Best potato food.
That's right. Don't worry, everyone. We got this.
Podcasts should have a theme song.
Podcasts should not have a theme song.
Yes, they should.
No, they shouldn't.
They sound good.
Yeah, but people are just going to skip past it.
You know what?
You're right! We got this!
What do I do with this potato?
What do I do with this potato?
So dumb.
Hey, happy Thanksgiving.
Oh, happy Thanksgiving to you, buddy. This is exciting that we're recording our Thanksgiving episode so early.
It is the 15th of September. We're recording this
remember,
the 15th of September. You are going to be in Rome for actual Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I'm likely. I don't know at this point what I've heard varying things.
You could be anywhere.
I could be anywhere in Europe on American Thanksgiving.
What is, you know, it's weird because we record these in advance and there's no way. It's almost better to mark the date we're recording because who knows what we'd be having. We started doing this in Good Morning Nightville. Like every episode, we're like, we're recording this at this date. So if you're listening and wondering, like, why aren't they talking about how cars are spontaneously catching on fire now? Well, yeah. We didn't know because we're recording it now. So,
well, in Nightville, you can assume that cars are always spontaneously catching on fire.
That's true. That's happening all the time in Nightville. That's just what that world is. But that is where we are. That is the world we're in right now. And that is why during whatever's happening on Thanksgiving, the week of, we're going to be talking about potatoes. This is our it's not like quite dead on for Thanksgiving, but we've cleaned the plate on Thanksgiving. We've talked about best side dish.
We've done all of the traditional. We've been doing this for 5 years.
Yeah.
That's five Thanksgivings of episodes. Have we talked about best turkey prep, which is clearly deep frying it, brining it, and then deep frying it?
I think we've talked about that in the clean plate. I think we did discuss it. Yeah. People want to know. I put a call out for Thanksgiving topics. So now I have a thread we can come back to at any time for future years of Thanksgiving.
Well, look, there's many things to discuss on Thanksgiving, not least of which is what we are thankful for. And in the midst of everything that's going on in 2020, Hal, I'm very thankful that I have you to talk to at least for an hour a week about stuff that is not 2020.
Likewise, it is very nice. It's been really great over to like regularly kind of get together, even though it's online and even though it's a podcast and we're doing a show, it's still nice. We're ultimately just talking to one another and that is a blessing. There are blessings in the clouds.
Yes.
You know, and old saying.
Blessings in the clouds. Look, don't talk about clouds. Where we are currently in California, the whole sky is full of smoke clouds.
Oh, that's right. If the smoke clouds have made it everywhere else by November, we're very sorry. Sorry about it. We didn't know at the time. It's September 15th. Remember.
Yeah. But they'll be diffused by then. So it'll be less backdraft and more the golden nugget at like 11 p.m.
Oh, God.
You know, that sort of like, you're like, is that smoke? I think it could just be that guy.
Yeah. There's so many bad smells and so many people who seem to be the source of that smell. There's no way to, it's the perfect, if like a smell needed to disappear, like Jason Bourne, the Golden Nugget is a great, or anywhere in Vegas is really the best place to do it. Because you're like, it's BO, but alcohol. And also there's some cigarettes and a prime rib buffet. It could be anyone. I don't even know. It could be the woman in the goofy hat. It could be the guy in the stained leisure suit. It could be the mayor who's walking through right now. You really don't know. There's no way to tell.
It's the Vegas airborne equivalent of those super busy carpeting where it's like, hey, we have this super busy carpeting so you can't tell when there are stains on it. We have this super busy air so you can't tell which one of these garbage scents is the one you're trying to avoid.
And an opposite of Disneyland, we pump in fresh garbage scents all the time. This is a three-week-old banana peel that was left out on a car dashboard. Enjoy that. Have fun playing Keno.
Oh, man. We're going to the wrong Vegas.
I know.
Why are we going to the like mermaids and waterfalls and dolphins in your room Vegas? We're going to the like, you know, the which hand is holding the spaghetti, real dumb games, Vegas.
at the Vegas vacation.
Yeah.
Where you're playing war.
Oh, man. I loved that scene so much.
It was very good. You picked this topic. Mm-hmm. You wanted to talk about the different uses of the potato. It's really best potato food is the topic, but you wanted to – we should at least talk about the many different ways that potatoes exist and can be cooked and served and even used outside of the box.
Yeah. Look, if you're just getting your potatoes from a box, Hal, you need to shop in the organic section.
That's true.
Look, man, potatoes, they can leave the box, brother.
They can. They're meant to run free.
Yeah, but there are two uses for a potato that are – neither of them are foods, but I think they go hand in hand.
Mm.
And that is vodka and a potato cannon. Can we just be done with this episode and call that a tie?
We'll choose between those, potato, vodka.
No, I don't have to choose between them. It's a tie. The winner is the best use for a potato is a bottle of vodka and a potato cannon.
And one always naturally leads to the other. So it's
Did you ever shoot a potato cannon?
I never have, but I sure would enjoy it, I bet.
They're really fun. For those who don't know, here's how you make a potato cannon. Mm-hmm. You get however long you want the cannon barrel to be of PVC pipe, 6 feet or so. Then you get some thicker PVC pipe at the bottom and an igniter for a barbecue grill and a can of hairspray. Then you,
doesn't sound right.
Yeah. And then, you shave the end of the barrel down. So it's like a blade so that when you put a potato in, it slices off all of the excess.
Is this how you make a potato cannon or how Ernest P. Worrell sent himself to space?
Both.
Okay.
This is how we made a potato cannon in high school.
I'm trying to make a potato cannon, Earl.
You know what I mean? Yay!
Anyway.
Then you spray the hairspray into the bigger canister portion of the PVC at the bottom. All sealed, by the way. Spray as much, whatever is flammable. Spray something flammable in there. And then hit that button, the barbecue igniter. And it'll just shoot that. You can shoot that cannon clear across a river, man. I am from Tennessee.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
It's related. How do you still have eyebrows?
These are potato fibers.
Oh, okay. You had a potato. Well, there's another great use for potatoes. Yeah. You just made some peel shavings.
What is your potato go-to? Like, the first thing you think when I say best potato food, is there something that is like, that instantly jumps to mind for you?
Yes.
I think there are some contenders.
There are so many great ways. It's sort of the thing of like, I have a first instinct and then I go, no, this, no, that. Yeah. So first thing I thought.
It's a versatile, perfect food.
My first thought was mashed potatoes and gravy. How much I enjoy that with almost anything. Then I was like, no, French fries. And we have a lost episode that we have to re-record at some point, which is best French fry cut. So we won't even get into that, but I think about French fries. Then the third thing I thought of was potatoes au gratin. Isn't that weird? Like not potato chips?
I do love potatoes au gratin. It's not weird at all. I love potatoes au gratin. I love Dauphinois potatoes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Dauphinois, they're very similar.
They're like, it's made of dolphin.
Yeah, it's made of dolphin.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, it's actually made of the heir to the French throne, the dauphin. Get a little chunks of...
A dolphin is going to be the king of France?
Yeah. Have you not ever heard of King the Wise?
Yes, but I didn't realize that there was a third that's waiting to assume the crown. I hope that that dolphin finds out soon enough that monarchy has been gone for centuries. Oh, what a tough day that's going to be.
Off with his bottlenose. So Dauphinois potatoes are very similar to potatoes au gratin, like, just thin sliced rounds baked with stuff that's bad for you.
Great.
In the case of Dauphinois potatoes, it's just butter and garlic, which is good for you, and a ton of cheese.
Let's do something right now. I want to go back and forth. We've named a few ways. Let's just go back and forth. I just want to see how many different ways of using a potato we can think of right now.
I'm going to take notes into our chat thread then.
Take a letter, Mark.
Taking a letter.
Yes, Mr. Lublin.
15th of September. Remember, remember, remember.
Remember, remember.
So we have mashed.
Mm-hmm.
We have French fries.
Mm-hmm.
We have au gratin. We have dauphin. Do you want potato chips?
Sure.
Do you want to go next?
Yeah, I thought we were going to go back and forth, and you just went five for five.
Well, I was going, this is what we have so far. Now we've caught up. Now let's go back and forth.
I was going to say, you're terrible at this game, if this is what the game is. You're like Bugs Bunny doling out money. One for you, one for me. Two for you, one, two for me. Three for you, one, two, three for me.
The math is sound. Look it up.
Oh, my God. I'm going to say wedges. I love me some roasted potato wedges.
Okay. I'll go with the simple baked potato.
Yeah. Now, are we talking, because this is a question now, are we talking other ingredients included? Meaning, like, is beef stew potentially the best use for a potato?
No, that's like a boiled potato. That's like a boiled, I think we're talking about different ways to prepare it. Because you could also make a stew and you can put potatoes in it, or you could have potatoes on the side. You could
I mean, because at that point it could be stone soup. You could be like, here's what you do. Right. You put a potato in a pot. You fill the pot with gold coins. You take the potato out.
And then you put it under a rainbow.
Yeah. I'm going to say boiled potatoes. But I like boiled new potatoes a lot. That's
you don't like old
dish.
Potatoes?
This was fun for 5 years.
Goodbye forever.
Goodbye forever.
Rocket. Oh, two potato cannons.
Yeah, two potato cannons. Oh, potato cannon.
Potato cannon. And vodka.
Uh-huh.
I want to add tater skins.
Ooh. Do you do tater skins or tato skins?
I think I would either say tater skins or potato skins. I've never said tato anything.
Tato skins, I think, is the company, right? That was the brand in the '80s. Tater skins got baked potato appeal. Tater skins from Keebler.
Oh, the chips.
Baked potato appeal. Yeah, the those specific.
Oh, yeah.
But we're not going to delineate into the subcategories. Like,
I think
are we going?
Yeah.
Pringles versus Lay's versus, yeah.
They're all chips. That's the chip form of potato. Whether it's like the press board of Pringles or like Ruffles or baked or however you want to do it.
I know what you're doing. I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
I'm going hash browns next.
Then I'll go home fries.
How do we miss hash browns? Home fries. I can't think. I mean, these feel like the major uses for a potato.
Scalloped potatoes.
So this is where I get confused between scalloped dauphinois and gratin.
It is a gratin. It is a different. It's scalloped potatoes are like, it's like a cream sauce. I mean, they are pretty similar to one another. Mm-hmm.
They're like served.
That's the same thing.
We can lump those into. And, if they ultimately become the winner, we can delineate them out. But I would say those would be casserole potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay. So that would be gratin, scallop, dauphinois. That's all casserole potatoes, right?
Yeah. I'm going to add one right now then. I'll replace that. Oh, you have one? Go ahead.
I have one. Twice baked.
Okay. Twice baked. I'll go roasted.
Just straight up roasted.
Yeah. Like you cube it. Yeah, you kind of risk it. Twice baked, you bake it twice, right?
Right. Yeah. Oh, twice baked is great. You bake it, then you scoop out the middle, you make mashed potatoes out of it, refill the middle, and then put it back in the oven.
Sure you do. That's beautiful.
Oh, man. Have you ever had those?
I have.
It's such like a Fern Bar steakhouse staple.
Yeah.
And I love them so much.
It's a game changer. It's the kind of thing where you're like, oh, this is a great, who came up with it? Who's the first person who thought of this? Like, because there was somebody at some point had that idea of like, I really like a baked potato. But I also really like a mashed potato.
Yeah.
What if I can, but like, could I do this? Will it even turn out? Let's find out.
And also, look, I think we have enough to, let's just get started. I think we have enough to get us rolling. Oh, gnocchi. You're right.
Yeah. Potato rolls.
See, potato rolls is a bread, right?
Yeah.
It's more bread than potato.
Why is it a potato rolls? Because it's shaped like a potato.
No, use potato starch in it. Like potato bread is really good.
Yeah. It's not going to win.
No. But let's get back, because I want to be on this. I want to now just jump in and talk about, because we started talking about the twice baked potato versus the baked potato. A lot of these we can eliminate them by pitting them in individual battles. We don't have to have one with all of the others running at him and then him like, kung fuing his way through one at a time in a mega battle. Sometimes one of these is going to just be an assassin on the other potato food.
That's true.
And I'm wondering if this might be our first stealthy assassination. By the way, we are recording this on September 15th. Remember. I don't know what has happened in the world between now and Thanksgiving.
Be so careful, Mark. Be so careful.
I'm just saying, I'm being careful. But I think the twice baked potato is going to come in and eliminate the baked potato because it is a perfected form of the baked potato.
Yes. Ubiquity. Good dog. Ubiquity doesn't necessarily mean it's great. Sometimes you get to the next stage.
Right.
And you go, oh, this is even better. Even if everybody doesn't order it because maybe it takes longer to make for whatever reason, it might not be.
It's definitely worse for you.
Well, I mean,
Yeah.
You could have some potatoes.
Like health-wise. You
know. Of course. There are pluses and minuses to a lot of the dishes here. Mm-hmm. But we're going to put that aside. I think how healthy it is not necessary. I don't
not
think
our concern. It's Thanksgiving, for God's sake.
It's not the highest rating. Yeah. This is where we enjoy eating. It's guilt-free. There's no judgment here. This is a judgment-free zone.
Because I think, look, you will make a baked potato unhealthy anyway with the same amount of stuff. It's just that instead of putting the butter and sour cream and chives and bacon bits and cheese or whatever on top, you're scooping out the potato, mixing it all together, which is great anyway, because what's the big problem with a baked potato? You eat everything off the top, and then you just have a plain potato on your plate.
Yeah, first thing you do is you take your knife and fork and you sort of chop up the guts of each half of the potato. You have to score it before you put anything on, because then you want the flavor to penetrate everywhere.
Let me ask you this. Do you eat the potato skin when you eat a baked potato, you personally?
When I get down to it, I'll start doing it in bits and eat it. You know, we learned that grandma was trying to murder us by not serving us.
I thank you for mentioning that, because I was like, how can we do an episode where we talk about potatoes and not mention mashed potatoes?
Mashed potatoes.
Well, I think that's going to be – it's going to be a contender, so
– yeah, we'll talk about mashed potatoes in a bit.
Certainly, that is coming down. But, yeah, I think we can say twice baked potatoes is one that will move on.
Have already sent a dart to the neck of the baked potato. Now, are there any other mini rumbles that we can have in this big potato fight that we're having?
I think that you can then take the twice baked potato and have it poisoned. Again, it's the 15th of September.
Remember.
By tater skins.
Interesting. You are. So you think that tater skins beat twice baked potato?
Yes.
It's all the same stuff, but it's just minus the potato. It's minus the potato.
Well, you get potato.
Potato skins. The whole point is that it's the skin. It's minimal potato, but you still have the cheese and the sour cream and the. Now, do you want to eat the potato, or is the potato just a plate for toppings?
And then you dip it in ketchup.
Oh my God.
Mm.
I do like ketchup on a potato.
You do. Of course you do. They go.
I don't know that I'm sold on the twice baked getting defeated by. I do like this battle. I do like this battle though. This is a fun battle. Let's play this battle out.
Okay. I like the crispness. I know you get some of that with the twice baked potato because you're baking it a second time and you created a crisp kind of shell. Mm-hmm. But it also is so much about all the potato, as opposed to a tater skin might be a more balanced bite where you have the cheese and bacon and whatever else is on it, scallion, sour cream. Mm-hmm. I like just give me the cheese a bit. Like that's usually the kind I've had.
Yeah.
I haven't gotten too deep into tater skin lore. It's generally like TGI Fridays. I haven't been to a TGI Fridays, by the way, in 21 years. No,
oh, wow.
24 years.
I mean, you have one chance to go at least every week.
I know. I have that day. Well, I got food poisoning the last time I went to one, and I can't go back. Same reason I can no longer eat cashews. I had cashews last Thanksgiving and got ill. And I blame it on the cashews. For some reason, like that was the cause of it to me. So I can't eat. Like when I think about them, I get nauseated.
Well, let me throw out a very brief anecdote that might change your mind about returning to something that food poisoned you previously. Please. There is a restaurant in LA called Dupar's.
Oh, yeah.
That is a 24-hour diner. And years ago when I was working at Universal, we were doing our Halloween show and it was closing night and our final show was at like 2 o'clock in the morning because it was Halloween Horror Nights. It went really late. So we would get out of work late. After our last show on our last night, we all went out to celebrate at the only place we could go, which was the 24-hour restaurant. And I made the mistake of ordering a club sandwich at 3 o'clock in the morning. Here's what happens with a club sandwich at 3 o'clock in the morning is they're not, if this is happening on a Saturday night, they're not using Sunday's mayonnaise. They're using Saturday's mayonnaise that's in the thing. You know where like mayonnaise gets like clear? It's almost like rubber cement.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I actually visually clocked it when I got my sandwich and I was like, I'm sure it's fine. And I was a mess the next day and I avoided Dupar's for years. And then I was like, you know what? I'm going to go back to Dupar's. I hate that I've given it this bum rep because I had Saturday's mayonnaise at 3 o'clock in the morning on a Sunday morning. And I went back and I was rewarded for my return trip by being seated right next to Slash and what I can only assume is his kid. And I was very excited as a Guns N' Roses fan to see Slash in Dupars. And I thought, if I hadn't decided to go back to Dupars, I wouldn't see Slash not in a top hat in a baseball cap.
And then he got sick all over his table because he got a club
sandwich.
And
then he puked everywhere because he got the club sandwich. Yeah.
It turned into that scene from Stand By Me, The Benevolent Order of Elks, where everybody just started
blueberry pie
puking. Yeah. Just horking. Vomiting.
Ugh, blah.
Bleh.
Now, I'll say this about Tater Skins versus the twice baked potato. Mm-hmm. I do love a twice baked potato. I think it's a pretty perfect food, but there's something great about a tater skin in that, A, everything isn't mixed together. I realized I said before that is a bonus if it's in a battle versus a baked potato.
Right.
Because with a baked potato, you've got a giant 3-inch layer of potato middle, right?
You have work to do.
Right. You have work to do. With a tater skin, all that is gone. So I don't mind that I'm tasting all the ingredients separately. I actually kind of like that I'm tasting all the ingredients separately. You do get that little bit of crunch, but for me, one thing that I think gives it a bonus is you don't have to eat them all. It's a social thing. You know what I mean? Tater skins are I've never ordered a plate of tater skins myself, but I've ordered them as like, hey, you guys want to get just a couple of appetizers while we have some beers? So the connotations for that for me are more joyful. Maybe I'm just getting nostalgic for sitting in a bar and sharing a plate of appetizers with my friends because we haven't done it in 6 months.
Well, I think another thing you're getting at there, I agree with it. There is a social aspect to that. And French fries too. You get a plate of French fries. You share them unless you're me. I'm not interested in sharing, but including appetizers. But the twice baked potato is going to be a side. It will be the Robin to your main course's Batman.
Right.
Whereas tater skins or tata skins or tato.
Hal, do not let your main course be bat. That's how we got in this mess in the first place.
That's true. It's September 15th.
Remember.
Tater skins are generally an appetizer, so they are their own course. It is completely, you will get that. I mean, unless it's part of a larger sampler, you will order, I'm going to get some tater skins to start, or we are going to have some potato skins to start. So
I like that you translated that to Yankee.
Or as we call it in New York, we're going to get
some tater skins, or we would like to order some potato skins.
Excuse me, stewardess. I speak jive. there is something to that. Although I think ultimately for me, the one that will be the winner, which in my head, it's down to two. I don't see anything on this list that tops either of them. And they're both side dishes. So I don't think that's huge.
The two that we have not talked about yet?
My two finalists are both side dishes.
Well, we have to see if they're our two finalists.
Yeah, I'm saying if I were to pick like my top two.
Sure.
And even the third one, none of those are like, this is a course in and of itself. It is an accompaniment to something else, but enjoyable in and of itself.
So where we are right now in the story, Twice Baked Potato has gotten his manila envelope, seen baked potato in it, and done what has to be done. Twice Baked Potato is now back at home, chilling, opens up the fridge, and, you know, grabs a beer bottle, wanting to just kick back and relax, and then an arrow shoots through the beer bottle. And he looks over, and there is Tater Skin standing there with a bow and arrow. And he says, I didn't have to miss. Let's do this like potatoes. And they duke it out. I think that in this case, Tater Skin, look, I mean, it's like The Departed. Don't dish it out if you can't take it, Twice Baked Potato. You just got taken out. You got eliminated by Tater Skin.
By Marky Mark.
Yeah, exactly. Marky Mark wearing hospital booties.
Yeah. Spoiler alert.
Which, thanks, movie, for teaching us how to murder.
So many useful things. It's the 15th of September.
Remember.
I think there are so many, like a boiled potato isn't coming for the crown.
No, a boiled potato is coming for the corn and okra and Old Bay seasoning and everything else that's in that particular crawfish boil.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah.
And even a roasted potato, I know you can elevate it. It feels like an unfinished symphony to me.
Look, we added roasted and boiled when we were just trying to fill this out.
You're right. Of course, you're right.
Meanwhile, across town.
Oh, boy.
Much like in any great action movie, there are multiple things happening at once, right? So we've just witnessed Tater Skin take down twice baked potato, but across town, sitting at a poker table under a single light bulb are Dauphinois, Gratin, and Escalope. I'm giving them all French accents. Sure, because they're going to do some French, like French Foreign Legion fighting in this one. I don't know if they play poker in this particular version of France, but one of them screws over the other two, and then two of them get in an argument, and then suddenly they're all three in a giant rumble royale.
Oh my goodness.
Who comes out alive? Dauphinois, Gratin, or Scalloped? Let's take a look at what scalloped potatoes actually means.
They're all kind of the same.
Yeah.
They're all the same. That's what the thing is. They're fighting, and then they realize, we cannot fight each other because we are frères. We are brothers to one another. You are my brother. You are my brother.
Wait, listen. Do you not understand? Oui. Scalloped potatoes and gratin are synonyms. And Dauphinois is just a version of a gratin.
Oui. We are all the same. Wait, your mother was also named Martha? Ce n'est pas possible.
I have an idea, mes amis. Gaza close. What say? We all leave our individual dishes and we crawl into that 9x13 pan over there. And we just call ourselves gratin.
When did you become part German? I helped you become part German back there. When I held up
the wrong three fingers in Glorious Bastard style.
And then that building explodes. And you know why?
Because none of them are going to win.
Because potato chips set the charges and set up the game.
Look, they were finally getting along, those three angry Frenchmen.
It's tough. Look, there's nothing better than like a milky, cheesy potato. It's real nice.
Yeah.
My issue with it is, as a side dish, which it almost always is, the amount of heft to it makes it harder. Like, it is taking up a lot of resources.
Inside? Yeah. Yeah. It's
when you're eating.
It's a side dish that really wants to be the star of the show.
Yes.
So it's going to fill you up more than the steak will.
It's trying to push your steak or chicken or fish or whatever down a flight of steps.
Yeah. Showgirl style.
Yeah. It's trying to showgirl.
Movies happening right now.
Look, this is the potato cinematic universe. There are a lot of different PCU styles of film, but it's an overarching narrative.
And also, in my opinion, the best part of a potato casserole dish, of a gratin, if you will, is not necessarily the potatoes. It's the cheesy bread crummy crust on top.
Yep. Yeah, it's everything else that kind of makes it what it is. And you know what else is funny is, as the potato chips are packing up evidence, you can see it, that it picks up its little ledger book and it crosses out those three.
All three of them.
Along with Wedges.
Oh, did he hit Wedges earlier in the night?
It already happened.
How, did it happen off screen? That's not cool. Yeah,
it didn't even get it on screen. Death.
Was it too gruesome?
Yeah, because they were like, isn't this trying to be a French fry, but like we just got lazy halfway through and decided not to cut it as much?
Oh.
It just feels like I don't hate a wedge, but I definitely don't like when I get them, I'm like, okay. I would have preferred French fries, but wedges are all right. They're just all right. That's the
wedges,
problem.
Wedges. I do like a good fingerling potato that's just sliced in half.
Yeah, sure.
As those kind, you know, and sort of like steamed or where it's not got like a lot of crisp to it. There's something about a fingerling potato where it's simple. Just a little bit of salt, super simple, and you can cut it and it just cuts through like butter. It's just like,
yep.
That is delicious to me. But potato wedges, yeah. I mean, that's a super fancy potato wedge. Potato wedges in general, they seem like they're technically, we were told to have potatoes on this plate. You know what
it's
I mean?
Sort of like the,
like in a restaurant, it's like, I heard we're supposed to have potatoes. So let's just cut one into wedges and drizzle it with olive oil, throw it in the oven for 10 minutes.
I heard you like French fries, so I made you French fries by cutting up a potato into pieces. So here's your French fries.
Oh, thanks, Uncle Dave.
Enjoy. You're welcome. Uncle Dave loves you.
Uncle, oh, I love you back, Uncle Dave.
I'm just staying here until I get back on my feet.
I made those in an easy bake with the light bulb.
Yeah. You want my hamburger recipe? It's just a bunch of meatballs rolled up into white bread. And here's
it's cool, Uncle
fry.
Dave. It's cool. Hey, Uncle Dave, are you following all these weird murders that are happening around town?
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. It's so weird. Anyway, here are your wedges.
Hey, great.
I got to go take out the trash again.
You do that a lot. And you always smell like cigarettes when you come back.
It's important to bury your trash deep, deep in the ground. So deep, no one will ever find it.
I'm going
to
go, Uncle Dave.
All right, bye. I'll see you later when I pick you up from school.
Oh, God. So wedges have been murdered.
Mm-hmm.
Rest in peace, wedges.
Yeah.
So what's still left? Here's what I'm looking at right now. Who is still alive in this particular Hunger Games? Yeah. We have mashed potatoes, fries, potato chips,
mm-hmm.
potato cannons, vodka.
Yes.
Hash browns and home fries.
Yes.
All right. Here's a thought. The city goes to sleep. Spudsville goes to sleep.
Sure.
Finally. It's late at night.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't take long in Spudsville for the fighting to start back up again. Sure, they may sleep for a few hours.
Mm.
You know, even the toughest have to rack out every once in a while. But when they wake up in the morning, sure as rain's going to come down from the sky, the breakfast potatoes are going to battle it out as soon as the sun rises.
That's right.
And today is no different. And home fries and hash browns are going at it.
And they face off in a rooftop battle. And hash brown says, am I the one that's just shredded, or am I the one that has peppers and onions in it? And then home fries is like, that's me. I'm more like,
I'm the one with peppers cubes. And onions. Yeah.
Yeah. Like a small, like a roasted potato, but like fried. And then there are also some onions and peppers. And hash brown's like, oh, so I'm like more like, it's like a shredded patty and they throw it down in like a brick and then they flip it over. Like, yeah. So you have a crisp on top, but then like a softer potato in the middle.
Stop talking and fight.
Yeah.
You talk too much. And he's like, hey, man, I'm just trying to prolong this battle. I want to live as long as possible. Oh, so you agree that you think I'm going to kill you, home fries? Yeah, man, because pepper and onion aren't here.
Oh.
I think that might be it. If pepper and onion aren't there, if it's strictly the use of the potato, hash browns figured it out, man. Hash browns figured out.
Yeah.
If you cut them super thin and tiny, mm-hmm. you can make them still in a pile so you can get some like mashed potato-y soft spots.
Yes.
But you get that super crispy, man. Oh,
yes.
Oh, super crispy. Like, I think there's no contest here.
Yep.
That's why home fries were talking so much at the beginning, because they knew they were going to lose.
They were trying to buy time for peppers and onions too. In fact, as hash browns goes over the edge, pepper and onion arrive and they go, looks like we're too late.
Yeah. What we're going to do now? We're going to go become an omelet middle.
Yeah. We're going to go. I don't know. We're thinking about being an omelet middle. We may go sit on top of a hot dog in Chicago. We're not sure. We're still figuring it out.
Or a steak sandwich in Philly.
Or a steak sandwich in Philly. Who knows?
And hash browns is like, can I go with you guys? And they're like, well, if we pick the omelet, yes. But who has hash browns as a side with a Philly cheesesteak?
Or wait, is it that the peppers and onions, like, we're not sure what we're going to do, but we sure would like it if you join us. And then the hash brown turns around. So it has its back to them and says, hash browns walk alone. and then it walks off and jumps off like Batman. They're like,
yeah,
where did hash browns go?
Hash brown is still alive.
Yeah.
Hash brown's the only one that's still alive that's been in a battle.
Yeah.
So while all this is happening in the morning, the sun reaches high noon.
Mm-hmm.
Me and a bunch of my buddies from Tennessee are out on the lake and our boat starts to sink.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Our boat starts to sink and we look in the boat and we're like, we got to bail. You know, we got to lose some weight on this boat so that the boat won't sink.
Sure.
Well, we have two choices. We have our potato cannon and we have our bottle of vodka.
Well, if it's your boat, I know what's happening.
Yeah, I don't like guns as much as I like booze. Lose the gun. Keep the vodka.
take the vodka, leave the gun.
Exactly. The only problem is vodka. Look. Vodka, it knows what it is. Vodka mm-hmm. knows that while it's made of potatoes, it's not really technically, it is within the letter of the bylaws of the Potato Killers Union, but it's not exactly in the spirit of the bylaws of the Potato Killers Union.
Sure.
So vodka makes the grown-up step to get out of the game. And what was once a bottle of vodka, much like everything that I see at liquor stores and 7-Elevens around Los Angeles, that bottle of vodka is now just relabeled hand sanitizer.
Have you really seen that?
all the time. Have you not seen this? It'll say no. Hand sanitizer, and I'm like, guys, that is clearly a bottle of Popov vodka, just with a different label on it. I don't know what you poured in there to make it thicker. Glycerin, potato. Maybe? Potato starch.
I wonder if there should be an ad that has, remember those Absolute ads? It should just say absolutely clean and then just show a pair of hands in the shape of their bottle. Come on. I'm printing you money.
Next time you're in a cheap bodega and they have what is clearly off-brand hand sanitizer, where it's just like the white label with black letters, like it was printed on Avery labels, and it just says hand sanitizer. Look at the packaging. That bottle is clearly a little hobo bottle of booze.
Oh, all it's right. A shame it's gone.
I know.
So now we only have a few left. I think we should take a break.
We should take a break before they all show up on the roof of the skyscraper downtown for the final epic battle between mashed potatoes, French fries, hash browns, and potato chips.
We'll be right back. My friends, I have recently had the most delicious chocolate I've ever had in my entire life. The depth of flavor was off the charts. I'm talking about Fortunato No. 4 chocolate. Since 2008, Fortunato No. 4 chocolate has been prized by top chocolatiers and pastry chefs in Michelin-starred restaurants. Made from rare, organically grown heirloom cacao from the jungles of northern Peru, it's never been available to the general public until now. You're getting Michelin-starred restaurant chocolate in your belly and in your home. Fortunato No. 4 is made by a family company that has direct relationships with over 400 farmers and a socially conscious business model that helps farm families earn more. It's available in 36% milk, so good, 47% dark milk, so good, and 68% dark, the best high percentage dark chocolate I've ever had in my life. And it's sold in 1.1 pound bars with minimal packaging to keep it affordable. So go visit podcastchocolate.com/we got this to get yours. That is podcastchocolate.com/we got this. Get some delicious chocolate, folks.
Hey friends, Jesse here, the founder of Maximum Fun, and I have some really great news to share with you. This year has brought a lot of changes for all of us. And one tradition that we were grateful to be able to hold on to is our annual pin sale to benefit charity. This year, through your generosity and love of pins, you helped raise $95,400 for Give Directly. If you're a member and you bought pins, they'll ship in January. In the meantime, your support will provide direct cash relief to families impacted by COVID-19 across the United States. Even in this incredibly tough year, the Max Fun community remains extraordinarily kind. And whether or not you bought pins, you can continue to help by heading to givedirectly.org. And as always, thank you.
Well, that was such a long break. I thought you were going in to do the "and we're back," and you did the "we'll be right back."
We'll be right back. After these messages, we'll be right back. After these messages.
Is that when he whistles and this horse falls on him?
Yeah. The horse is always the wrong place. He has a very weird relationship with his horse.
Do you ever go on YouTube and just watch those old, like, Saturday morning from when we're kids, cartoons and clips? And those are so fun and nostalgic for me.
You know what's the deeper rabbit hole to go down, which maybe you've gotten by doing that? Mm-hmm. Number one is old local commercials. Those are great. But,
oh, yeah.
Or old ads of any kind, like national ads too. But finding sign-ons and sign-offs. So you can find HBO, the first several years it existed, had an off-air time.
Like did.
So they
Did yours at home used to just play the national anthem? Our sign-off was just for our local networks.
For the local, but HBO had their own like little like 1979 like getting ready to go to bed in the 70s.
I remember that. They also had the greatest feature presentation introduction of all time. So great that they actually made a behind the scenes documentary about it.
Oh, I've not seen that. I would love to see
that. Oh, it's amazing. You know where the camera pans over the whole town?
Yeah.
They got master model makers to build an entire town or the front of an entire town, because it's cool because there's only one shot and the camera's always looking at it from one angle, that they only built the front half of it. So it's more like a relief than a full 3D sculpture.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's really fun. I'll send you a link to that. It's
please.
It's a cool, cool thing.
I would love to see it.
But that feature presentation logo has now played.
Yes.
So has the rest of the movie up to the climax.
Yes.
We're at the climax right now. Mashed potatoes, fries, chips, and hash browns are standing on top of a skyscraper.
Wait, Mark. What if, wouldn't it be great? And let's try it. I have no idea. First of all, I have no idea if people will enjoy this episode, but I love it. I think this is one of my most favorite ways to choose something. I love this conceit. What if the winner, and we're going to find out if we think it's the same thing, mm-hmm. is the second place thinks that they've won. They're like, ha, 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 and then thunk, and they drop down and they get dropped down because they've been stabbed in the back by the actual winner.
Ooh.
So we know that is our ending that we're working towards. What do you think?
I think that's great.
But we'll see who it is. We don't know yet.
We'll see who it is. Okay. So, So here's my pitch. I think if it's four people battling it out, it's probably going to be easier if you make the most temporary of alliances with one of them.
Sure.
You know what I mean? So we need a 2-on-2 battle. And one of those 2-on-2 tag team battles, not tag team necessarily, but one of those 2-on-2 battles is going to win, I think. And then that'll get us down to two.
Hmm. See, I was thinking the winner isn't even there.
Oh, like,
it starts with three and four are trying to gang up on two, who is able to defeat them. And that is like, I am number two. I've won. I've finally won. I've defeated everybody. And then.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying. So it's a three person battle.
Yes. But we should do one at a time. Who shows up? Who shows up first?
So who's sitting up there waiting?
I feel like it's Hash Browns.
I feel like Hash Browns, he finished his last mission and, you know, he went off into the night. Yeah. This is where he wound up and he's just been thinking about his choices. He actually was thinking about getting out of the game today.
He's going to retire. Thinking,
this is my last one. Mm-hmm. I'm tired of the killing. I think that I need to just go live in the woods by myself where I can't hurt anyone and no one can hurt me. And I will read and I will write and I will play music on the piano because not a lot of people know what a great classical piano player I am. Yeah. And I think that, and right as he says that, whew, potato chip to the back of the head.
Wow.
Yeah. Turns around, potato chip standing there. Ready for a rumble. He doesn't even know why Potato Chip is there until Potato Chip holds up that manila envelope. And now it's got a picture of Hash Brown.
Wow.
It's the bounty, man. That's the bounty rules.
What a reveal.
Yeah, I know. So now it's Potato Chip versus Hash Browns in this battle. And then who shows up next? Fries or mashed potatoes?
One, two, three. Mashed potatoes.
Mashed potatoes. Okay. So Mashed Potatoes shows up next and Mashed Potatoes is like, you guys ready to do this? And they turn around. They're like, what are you doing here, Mashed Potatoes? And he's like, look, when they say there can be only one, there can be only one. And as long as I know that both of you are out there, I can kill two birds with one stone, right? Cause here's the thing. Mashed Potatoes know how popular they are, especially with kids and adults and everyone. Mashed potatoes are the Homelander of this particular meal. Do you watch The Boys?
No.
Oh, The Boys is so good.
But I need to. I want to watch it. I've heard good things.
Yeah. Mashed potatoes think that they're Superman. They're like, everybody loves me, man. I'm mashed potatoes. I'm tasty. You can have me with little bits of peel in them or not. Look, you can peel me if you want. You don't have to peel me if you don't want to. I am perfect. And they're like, mashed potatoes, what are you even doing here? This is not your fight. And mashed potatoes goes, to hell, it's not my fight.
Wow.
Do you know what you did last night? I'm like, what? He says, you killed my brother. Yeah. Because guess who is mashed potatoes' brother?
Is it Hash Brown?
No, man. It's the one that they're very, you can't tell the similarities when you look at mashed potato and twice baked potato.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. They're half brothers.
Oh, yeah.
He's twice baked potato is half mashed potato, half potato skin, but
sure.
They're still half brothers.
Oh my goodness.
I know. So this battle suddenly and mashed potatoes comes in and destroys like it is a high school mashed potato based food fight.
Yeah. Like John Wick.
Yeah. It is a John Wick scene. Gnocchi runs in. Gnocchi's just collateral damage. He just gets knocked off the roof.
Yeah.
Yeah. He wasn't like, really even in the fight.
You forgot about me.
Yeah, he wasn't even in the fight. And he Wilhelm screamed his way down. Yeah.
That wasn't good.
And then after he has vanquished both of his foes, Hash Brown and Potato Chip, Mashed Potato stands there triumphantly looking down on the spud-based mess he has created when what comes jamming through his back and out his chest, his mashed potato chest?
A French fry.
A great big French fry. Here comes French fry. Now, I don't remember, I'm sure you do, the supervillain monologue that French fry laid down at this particular moment.
Sure. I mean, you'd think it was a monologue. Your biggest weakness is your ego, mashed potato. You've always had it, ever since you came out of the ground. I'll give you this. You were right about one thing. And he turns around, puts his sunglasses on. There can be only one. And then throws a match behind them. Huge explosion as French Fry slowly walks away.
Ooh, I like that. French Fry slowly walks away with a big mashed potato fireball behind him.
That's right.
But wait.
What?
Oh, but wait. You know how sometimes in a movie, there's a character that you're thinking about and then you completely forget about? Or in our case, you completely forget about from the get-go.
Yeah.
And then that character shows up at the end and ultimately takes the title, maybe, right out of the hands of French Fry. Because as French Fry is walking away, here comes a machete that just hacks French Fry right in half. French Fry turns and looks and sees a trench coat and a fedora and a machete. The machete drops to the ground. The trench coat flips open and the fedora gets taken off and whipped off the top of the building to reveal, standing there in all his glory or her glory. Sorry for being gender specific. Tater Tot. How did we forget the tater tot?
I guess I lumped tater tots in with French fries, to be honest, even though they're different.
What? Honestly, you know, I'm not going to lie. I feel like tater tot might be the perfect amalgamation of all of them.
Yeah.
Because here's the thing. It's got crispy like hash browns. It's got dippable in sauce like a French fry and the same sort of salty fried potato-iness. You can put it inside a breakfast burrito. It's delicious in a breakfast burrito like home fries.
True.
It can be a side dish to pretty much, it doesn't, I'm not going to say it elevates a dish, but it's a delicious side. So now we have the coda to the battle that we just witnessed. Now French fry's not out. French fry's just been cut in half. So he's now two shorter French fries battling against Tater Tot. I don't know. I don't know who wins in this, but I think it's perfectly fitting that Tater Tot made the final two when we did not even mention him.
Yeah. I think threw me for a loop. I thought French Fry was the winner.
I think Tater Tot might take it because there's one thing that I've seen versions of. I've seen versions of the same dish with both of them. One is like super topped French fries with lots of stuff on top. And also the same version called Tachos on many a restaurant menu.
Sure.
And I think, first of all, I think Tachos beat loaded fries.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Just because it's a little funkier, a little cooler, it's not just fries. If fries are placed in the middle of a table, we mentioned before the communal element of a lot of these dishes, out at a bar having some tater skins or fries. If fries are placed in the middle of a table, my thought is, oh, fries, cool. This for the table? Great, thanks. Does anybody have ketchup? No, I don't want mayonnaise. Ketchup? Cool, thanks. If fries are placed in a table, that's my reaction. If tater tots are placed in the middle of a table, my reaction is, oh, snap, tater tots.
Yeah, tater tots are joy. They're little nuggets of joy. People of the world, this is some movie.
Wow.
And it's amazing that here on Thanksgiving week eve, well, it's Thanksgiving in 2 days.
I don't know.
Remember.
It's September 15th.
That's September 15th.
Wow, I actually forgot for a second.
See, that's why we say remember twice.
Yeah.
On all other nights, we only say it once.
Why is tonight different than all other nights?
That's right. The winter is not something you would normally have with your Thanksgiving meal, unless you make a casserole with it, which people do. but the best potato food, the greatest, and hence the greatest use of a potato, because we discussed many,
yeah,
is the tater tot. It's untouchable. I got a bag of them in my freezer that I haven't made yet, but I was just thinking now, like, oh, won't it be a special occasion when I do, when I make them, when I make some tater tots? Always feels like a nice special occasion when you have some, yeah, tater tots.
They just feel special.
Yeah, they're happiness. They make you happy. They spread joy. And that is why they're the best potato food. Asked and answered.
Wow.
By the way,
yeah,
I just want to thank April_Bloodgate, who suggested this via Reddit, which should let you know how long ago it happened.
Yeah.
Because it was this day in 2020 that we released our subreddit special, which the subreddit retired for good. So it's still like the ghost of Obi-Wan Kenobi returns, yeah, to dispense advice and topics of discussion. So thank you, April. This subject is closed.
But there are many more to discuss, so please reach out to us on Twitter, or
you can email us at wegotthispodcast@gmail.com, or visit the Facebook group, facebook.com/groups/wegotthispodcast. Thank you to producer Ken Plume, researcher Kate McManus, graphic designer Uri Kelman, and QA engineer Jen Alba.
And thanks, of course, to our musicians, Jonathan Dinerstein and Mike Furman, for our score and theme song, respectively. And thanks to you, the people of the world, for going on this very strange potato murder journey with us, and for giving us a chance to sit down and talk about things that we love. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. For Hal Lublin, I'm Mark Gagliardi.
For Mark Gagliardi, I'm Hal Lublin. And don't worry, everybody,
we got this.
We got this.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Audience supported.